Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Do you know what they called Dolly Parton when she visited the jungle?
What did they call her?
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
A booby trap.
And James Strebel.
Bushbeard's a bum.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
I really feel robbed in the fact that we had a diamond over there on the bench in Sidney Curry that makes the whole team so much better with ball movement and inside presence and his passing ability.
Jack, I misheard that in the open. I thought at 3 o'clock, I thought it was Strebel saying Chris Beard's a bum.
That's who he meant to say.
Yeah, because he said that 900 times, but yesterday he accidentally said Butch Beard's a bum.
Yeah.
That's some of the best sound we have.
Yeah, I felt terrible when I said
that. Oh, my goodness.
Nothing against Butch Beard at all.
4-3-7-9-6-8. I love you being scared of Butch Beard.
Oh, scared. I just don't want him catching Chris Beard's shrapnel.
Oh, it's great.
Like that's meant for Chris Beard.
Yes, obviously. 4-3-7-9-6-8 UPS Jobs Text Line, as always, 5 o'clock hour, presented by our good friends at Cox's Spirit Shops and Evergreen Liquors, Cox'sLouisville.com. If you want to find anything there, by the way, you know who just liked the tweet. Strebel received a gift. It's got a word that you cannot say on the radio.
Yes.
There are two cupcakes.
Bushbeard's a bum.
Hang on, play it again.
Bushbeard's a bum.
Oh man.
It's a gut shot.
It is.
It's a really, man, that's
a gut
shot. You
have to hockey that one of the white thigh booty.
Oh my goodness. That's a killer, man. Yeah.
Bushbeard's a bum.
I can't. I don't mean it. I know.
It's unfortunate.
It is.
Oh, that's as unfortunate as humanly possible.
I have to live with it.
Our guy Louis Rabeau was at one.
Bum.
He was at one of the Evergreen locations. He sent me a picture.
Oh, he loves those.
He gets
places.
Like a 16-ouncer. Like, I don't know what he's doing. Like, he'll go get a couple 16-ouncers of something.
Really?
Yeah, like that's his thing.
Like a
for the night.
Pack.
I don't know what's going on with it, but that's Louis Rabeau.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. So hope to be back out there. Also, a big thank you to George and Company at Bear Nose, delivering some pizza, some lunch for the guys at ESPN, the studios today. Reminder. Men's games, women's games, all the concerts at the KFC Yum Center. A perfect pre-game, post-game, whatever it may be. Carry out, delivery, or dine-in. 14 area locations in Metro Louisville and Southern Indiana. Yeah, it's that good. It's Bear Nose Pizza. 4-3-7-9-6-8 coming up in about 25 minutes. We'll get to the mixtape. Jack, how do you feel about the mixtape on this Friday?
We're feeling good about it this week.
I mean, right.
As we
good
do
about it.
Basically every week. I think the Diener Show as a collective won this
week. Wow, a little
Diener Show on a
Friday.
Diener and Blank.
Wow.
Carried it.
It's been several weeks since they won the mixtape. So
yeah,
there
I know,
you go.
They were, I think they're hands down the winners this week.
Okay, well, good.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. I like that. So, your girl Anna Tarillo just liked your picture.
Oh, did she?
How about that?
Well,
Didn't we have her call in for one of your birthdays?
Send in sound or something.
Wasn't that it? We were at OPC. That was like 2 years ago. It was before COVID.
Yeah.
So it was probably longer than that. That was like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
You're like 37. She called you a main man.
Yeah. For my birthday. Yeah. Send in a sound for my birthday. Yeah. That was that. Yeah. That happened. I don't remember when, but yeah, I remember that.
Probably 3 years ago.
Probably.
What do you guys think happens? I do this a lot in the 5 o'clock hour. We've talked, good God, a ton. About Shaedon Sharpe, Russ Smith, and much more. What do you guys think happens this weekend?
I think Louisville wins, but it's closer than they'd want.
I think Louisville wins close as well.
Yeah, I think they win close because Notre Dame isn't good, but they're not horrible. They're not Boston College, okay? They're more on the level – hell, I don't even think they're Pittsburgh. They're more on the level of, like, a Wake Forest. So I see Louisville winning the game, and you're right. They'll honor Russ Smith. They'll feel good about it. They'll say all these nice things. Then Monday they'll get beat at Virginia. That's what's going to happen. And I think – it pains me to say it, but I think Kentucky loses a close game at Auburn. I think it'll be one of those games where they're in it. It's back and forth. It's a lot of fun. But Auburn wins, and they win by, like, 5 to 7 points. That's what I think. Ooh. That's what I think is going to happen.
So what do I do with that on Monday?
That's a tough one. I mean, like, if I'm here on Monday.
Well, you're not here on Monday.
I know, but
what
if I
would
was,
you say? I mean, obviously we'll know on the post-game show what you think, but.
I'll catch a lot of shrapnel, moral victory Monday. That's what's going to happen.
You're not going to feel like that.
No, I'm not going to feel like that, but I think a lot of Kentucky fans will be moral victory Monday. Oh, hey, they're right there with Auburn, but in the back of their minds they're saying, we used to smack Auburn around all the time, and now they're the superior program. That'll be what's going to happen. Auburn, the superior team in the SEC.
Texas says, does Round Father's cabin have a couch? Because when his wife sees those cupcakes, that's where he'll be sleeping.
Yes, it does. It has a balcony, too, so maybe I'll be out on the balcony. I found the ship. I know.
Oh, is that what they call your room, the cabin? Is that what he's talking about, or is he talking about the like he's just saying your house is a cabin?
I think he's saying, like, on the ship.
On the ship, it's not called a room, it's called
a
cabin.
Room.
They're small rooms, are they not? Not that it matters, because you're supposed to be out and about.
Right. I looked at the picture of the room. It's a nice-sized bed. You got the TV. There's, like, a little table or desk and a couch. And then the bathroom and the balcony.
There you go.
And that's it. That's all we need.
So you do. You have a balcony then.
We have a balcony.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
We do have
there
a balcony.
You go.
Yeah. So I saw the ship. I know what we're doing on the ship. There is a casino.
Damn right there is.
Yeah. There's also
that's dangerous because you're going to have like a key card or something.
Yes.
And they're going to you're a swipe that.
This is not a big deal.
That's a dangerous game.
Absolutely.
That is for me, not for you. That's not. An addiction worry.
No.
But that would be something where that's betting on – it's not betting on credit, but it's what a lot of people get into, swiping a credit card.
Yes.
Where the money doesn't always seem real.
It's not there at the moment.
At the moment, exactly. You're not taking $120 bucks out of your pocket and handing it to the guy.
And
you got to play some. Yeah.
You
and the wife should sit down. Yeah. And I mean, here's the thing. You play – I mean, take $100 bucks, 50 each.
Yeah.
And see if you can find like a $5 table. If not a $10 table,
right.
The odds tell you you'll be about even if you sit there and you're drinking and having a good time and, you know, crushing heaters and doing everything.
Right.
You're there for an hour and a half and you lose 70
bucks.
Or 70, I mean, yeah.
You walk away.
Yeah. You had a night. You know, yeah. I mean, it's the same thing as going to the movie.
Yes.
If you took the kids to the movie, it'd cost you 80 bucks.
At least.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
You get snacks. You get all that stuff. There's also an indoor go-kart facility, like go-kart track. Like, we probably won't.
Yeah, don't do that.
No, we're not doing that, but this there.
Is there a zip line?
Not on the boat.
Okay, some have like a zip line.
Yeah.
I'm this is just pictures that I've seen.
We're doing
5'10". We're talking about Strebel's vacation.
We're doing two shows.
Russ Smith's number is Jack Russ Smith's number. We have Indiana with a historic moment.
Big win.
Of course, they embarrass themselves.
Storm the court
by storming the court.
Winston
and everything else.
At people, he was
pointing to the ceiling.
Yep.
Who is he pointing to? By the way, do you have any idea? Was it Dolson?
Easy.
Was it Big Easy?
I'm sure it was Bob Knight. I mean, let's be honest.
I mean, Bobby Knight wasn't there.
If he was there,
he would have been. They
yes,
would have
but he was just
him around.
He was just pointing in just the general thought of it.
Are you sure?
I mean, would you be surprised if that's what it was?
Texas says cruise line casinos are unregulated.
What does that mean?
That means you can win more money and not get taxed, I guess.
Well, I was thinking they easier to rip you off. I was thinking the other way.
Other way around.
Yeah, Jack,
oh, yeah,
thinking
but
about
I chose to take the positive thought.
I might be out at Caesars Southern Indiana on Sunday.
Really? A little NFL?
A little NFL.
Yeah, there we go. Get some playoffs. You're going to sit there, have a good time.
Jack, you want to come up?
Possibly. I might be going to Bloomington Sunday.
Well, I mean, I didn't invite you, but yeah.
I was just asking. Like,
oh, you're going to Bloomington. Look at him.
Really?
Yeah, still figuring out the Michigan situation.
And Michigan stinks, too.
He's caught the bug.
I'd
been talking to a couple friends up there for about 2 weeks now about going to the Michigan game, and then obviously when they won last night, I was like, okay.
They live up there still?
One of them does work up there, yes.
Gotcha.
There you go.
And then another one's in Indy.
Well, how much do you want to pay?
Tickets
are expensive.
Yeah, they're like 90 to 110, 120 to get in the main level right now for that game.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, tickets are expensive, and that's part of the reason why I haven't bought any.
Look at that.
How about that, Jack?
Little Jackie Grossman.
Now,
spending some cash.
Auburn, Kentucky is $250 just to stand.
Oh, is
just
it?
Just so you know, Jack.
Just so you know.
Yeah.
Cal's going to whine about it after the game?
I'm not trying to say that Michigan IU is better than Auburn, Kentucky.
Oh, I know. I didn't put it out there.
Jack, he had to do that, didn't he? He had to do the arrogance.
Yeah,
he had to do that. Well, you know, we're going on the road, and they're pitching tents outside, and there's kids everywhere, and, you know, I mean, it costs $250 just to stand.
Stay in the building.
I mean, you're 110, and you can sit in row 30. So, I mean, BBN, we're better. We're just better than you, Jack. I mean, that's basically what you did there.
Move the needle, Jack.
But we can't let Jack have his fun. We don't want to.
No.
His team embarrassed themselves last night, and we're not going to live for it.
They'd be a top five team. They did far from embarrassed themselves.
Matt Painter, man. I just...
Yeah, he had the gator
around his neck. There's just something about him. Why is he wearing the gator? Does he have to? Is Indy? IU's making you mask up, right?
If I go to the game on Sunday, I'll have to wear a mask.
That's ridiculous. Yes.
I saw this.
Am I being Dan Cronin?
They weren't wearing masks.
Who?
But, no, I'm saying like
Indiana.
You had to wear it. It's like Kentucky. You got to wear it in the...
No, Kentucky doesn't care. I think IU cares.
IU, like...
No, it's an IU campus.
For every, like, IU building or, like, IU athletic event you go to, you're technically required to wear one. Now,
but
does everyone...
Kentucky's not the same.
Now, does everyone wear one? No.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I saw the crowd last night.
I thought the crowd had a lot of masking.
There was a lot of masking.
Like, I mean, there's no masking at U of L in Kentucky games.
No.
Like, zero.
Their student section didn't look... And I'm not like shaming them. I don't care one way or the other.
COVID shaming?
No, I'm not doing that.
No, I'm not sitting here saying like every single person wears a mask. I'm just telling you
the rule is that
they have in place that a lot of people choose not to follow is they do technically require you to wear a mask.
Now Painter had the gator, but Woodson didn't have anything.
Yeah, I don't think that applies to the coaching staffs and the players. But
okay,
yeah,
but Painter just wanted to be sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dan Cronin probably doesn't like Painter.
Dan Cronin.
Dude, he had another haymaker today.
I saw it.
He had a haymaker today. I forget what it was even.
I sent it. I can't remember.
I can't remember what it was.
I'll pull
but it
up.
Was a haymaker.
It was something about COVID, dude.
Probably something about Biden.
It was COVID.
Something. Texter, Notre Dame's the best team in Indiana.
No, I don't think so.
No. Indiana beat Notre Dame right now.
It is.
Texas says, Strebel, bleep you on your birthday. May your programs be smeared in scandal. Stoops keeps goofing and Cal flaming out of the tournament, but happy birthday. Texas says, Strebel, why doesn't the historically bad team excuse apply to Stoops beating Florida and LSU this season?
That's a good point.
You like that?
Well, here's the difference. Kentucky did something with it. They won 10 games, won their bowl game. Louisville did nothing with it. They had a historically bad Kentucky team. They beat them. They didn't even go to the tournament. That's the difference. We did something with it. You didn't.
Texas says Mike Woodson was pointing at Dane Fife. Texas says cruise ship casinos will rob you blind.
Okay.
Well, that's what I've heard, but I have no – I mean, listen, casinos are set up for them to win. So,
yes,
you know,
all the time.
That's already part of it.
Yeah. I just like the atmosphere of the casino.
I mean, you never go. We mean,
I know, but when
atmosphere.
I'm there,
you haven't been in 2 years.
I haven't been since the last time.
Haven't you? When's the last time we went? No, it was at the beginning of the football season.
We went to the show. I used to go
on the air early because Scotty D was filling in for Bob, and the news
broke about
Chris Mack being suspended 6 games.
The Gaudio stuff was that day.
Yeah, that was the Gaudio audio.
And poor Mike Pratt and Scotty D were like, let's talk baseball, those red legs, those SOBs. They're only four and a half back.
Nick wanted to play the Gaudio audio without checking it for swear words first.
Yes!
And
all
I was
it was
like,
F-word.
And yes. I was like, let me listen to at least the first, like, 30, 45 seconds to see if there's anything. And within 10 seconds, like, Nick, you cannot play this.
Texas says, what's Streeble going to do with the caller Emily gift? You got to take it home with you, Streeble.
I'll take it.
You can't leave it here. I don't need breast. Actually, keep it here.
Okay. Yeah, y'all can have it.
I'm joking. Yeah. Get that out of here. Yeah. Trying to lose a few pounds.
I got you. I'll take
terrible.
No temptations. I'll take them out for you.
I'm not going to read that one. It's right on the edge, but I'm not going to read that one. Jack, do you want to play this penny sound real quick for Streeble? Do you have something? Do you have energy to do this?
Yeah, I got it.
To do this rant on Penny Hardaway?
I'm ready.
You'd love to.
He was born ready for this.
Really was. This is your – you're like Pat Forty's daughter, Brooke Forty.
Yes.
And she got the moment for the Olympics. What an odd analogy. I mean,
I was going to say.
The Olympian, this is their moment, okay?
BBN's moment.
Yeah, this is BBN's going to be terrible. And, by the way, I need to say, Streeble's right on this. And now, he was never going to give another opinion but this.
Yes.
He was always going to give this anti-Penny opinion.
Right.
But he was right on it.
Yes.
Now, it's blind squirrel finds nut. That's what it is, but he's still right on it. This counts that he's right.
And to be fair, I understand, but you can't take a high school AAU coach and just stick him in that situation and be like, yeah, he's going to be good. Penny had been somewhere else.
That wasn't it.
It was.
No, it's you part hated of it. Penny because he was swagged and getting recruits from Cal.
You didn't care about
his coaching acumen.
No, but that was part of the analysis of Penny Hardaway. Everyone just bent the knee to him. Not everybody, but
coaches crushed him.
Coaches did, but like
only Memphis fans, me and Coop liked him.
All right, fair enough.
I actually think he was a little bit of a villain.
Yeah. No,
and Kentucky fans hated him because he's a threat. This is, if Kentucky doesn't make the Final Four, Penny Hardaway flaming out here and it being obvious is the best thing that's happened to Kentucky in the last couple years in basketball.
Oh, 100%.
If they don't make the Final Four this year.
Right. I agree with
you
that.
You lose in the Sweet 16, whatever it is, whatever. Fine. Who cares? No one cares about that.
It would have been getting Shannon Sharp, but now that's, you know. Yeah.
Cal let you down.
He did.
Cal's spitting red in your eye. Yeah. He's like, I don't care what you think.
I think the one thing I can say to this media, because this media gets kind of up sometimes when it comes to me. We don't have our full roster. Y'all know we don't have our full roster. Stop asking me stupid questions about if I feel like I can do something. If I had my roster like they did, then I feel like I can do whatever I want to do. I'm coaching really hard. My boys are playing really hard. I'm not embarrassed about nothing. We have four freshmen starting. Y'all need to act like it. Act like we got 17, 18, and 19-year-olds out here trying to learn how to play against 22, 23, and 24-year-old guys. Come on, man. Stop disrespecting me, bro. Like, don't do that. I work too hard. I work way too hard for that. Y'all write all these articles about me, and all I do is work. We got young kids on the floor. They got young kids on the floor.
The whole 17, 18-year-old thing does sound like Cal. That is a callism.
No. Here's the difference. Penny wanted all the smoke. He said, I'm looking at Kentucky, I'm looking at Duke, I'm looking at Michigan State, and I don't see anything there. I see us, I see national championship. I see we're about to ready to go over to the national championship. No. He doesn't get to do this. No, you want the smoke? There's the smoke, big boy. You want the smoke? There's the smoke. You're failing. You're a failure. You suck. You bring in all these great players and do nothing with them other than kill their NBA prospects. That's what you do. You want the smoke? That's part of it.
No, I don't think he does. I'll disagree. I don't think he does that.
Penny Hardaway has gone from a legend at Memphis to being just the scum of the earth.
Whoa! I wasn't that heavy-handed. Whoa! Damn!
What do you do? And the reason I say that is he was so swag, and Memphis loves that swag, and they got players.
I
really don't know. Sure, if Jalen Duren was somewhere else, would he be considered in the top 5 or 6 or whatever it is? Yes. I would agree with that.
I mean, he's 10-7 at Memphis. No, imagine if he's somewhere good.
I understand.
He's a good player.
You're right about this. It's the best thing that's happened to Cal in 2 years.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Jalen Duren And Amone Bates, too. I mean, they are wasting their time with that bum. They've wasted their time with that bum. James Wiseman wasted his time with that bum. He is a bum. He sucks. He can't coach. Tubby Smith right now is a better coach than Penny Hardaway ever was. I'm talking about old Tubby Smith.
There's 100 guys that could do a better job than Penny Hardaway. Well, I mean,
that's
again, there's 100 guys. Archie Miller could do a better job.
He had, and then, by the way, he ain't starting four freshmen. There's like a he's counting a sophomore.
It's not an excuse.
As a freshman.
When you build your team, it's not an excuse,
that, you built that
man.
Team. Yeah,
next
crying.
Year, yeah, I don't want to listen. Cal's going to do that next year.
Yeah,
that's
he'll
the
cry.
That's the one good thing about this Kentucky basketball season is he can't go to the We're Young.
No,
he'll go to it next year. And I don't want to hear when you build your own team.
Exactly.
Same with Penny Hardaway. I mean, they've had they have had some bad luck, but they're also losing to straight up bums.
They lost to East Carolina.
They lose to bums. They're losing to all these bums.
Yes. And look, Calipari last
year.
They'd
have two wins if they were in the Big Ten.
As bad as Cal was last year, and they were bad, he didn't act like that. He didn't act like, leave me alone. I work hard. We haven't built anything. That's another thing. He's like, I'm working hard. Well, it doesn't look like it.
What do you do with him? He is one of the favorite sons of Memphis basketball.
They'll still love him. There's still a lot of people defending him from the Memphis side. I was reading through some like quote tweets and some things with the video. And the people at Memphis still like him. They don't want him to be the coach anymore, I don't think. But it's not going to be one of those things where he's like banished from Memphis. I think he'll still be a huge figure in
that city. To me, it would be this, and this may come across wrong, but he was very sketchy on whether they knew who was vaccinated or not.
Well, yeah.
And, I mean, you see a lot of the leading teams, no offense, be very open. We're vaccinated. We're ready to go. Like, it wasn't, this guy might be and wants to talk to the parents here. Like, that was something that you do before the season. It's before the season. So they caught flack on that side. He didn't go get a point guard.
No.
He caught flack over there. But, I mean, this guy is pointing the spotlight directly at himself.
Yeah.
And when you call your own shot, it takes away the middle ground.
Yeah.
And that's what, listen, it's the great debate on what we talk with UK football all the time. Right? UK football, hang on. UK football comes out.
Atlanta.
And that means that when you lose three straight and you get embarrassed by Mississippi State and you can't cover one receiver on Tennessee, and we start looking at your wins. And, you only beat Louisiana, whatever, and
it's only beat Vanderbilt.
You only beat, you needed to do a 10-minute drive at the end of the game to cover against Georgia, and you weren't ready to play that Georgia game. And we can go through all of that. Stoops won 10 games. It erased all of it mostly this season. And so, no, when you come out and you're swag and I want that smoke and we're going to win at a high level, and then you go get recruits, which get some guys. He stole James Wiseman and Jalen Duren from Kentucky.
100% he did.
100% he did.
Yeah.
Okay, Kentucky at least gets one of those guys, if not both of those guys.
If not for
There's
Penny.
No doubt about it, if not for Penny Hardaway.
Yeah.
There's no doubt. And I am interested if Cal will send any veiled shots, because he did with Coach K.
Absolutely.
When he was battling Coach K, he absolutely did.
Essentially, Marcus Bolden.
What will he do now?
Yeah.
Is the question. We need to take a break here in a minute.
All right, just real quick. I mean, imagine this, because, like I said, Jalen Duren is good. You put him next to Oscar Tshiebwe, this team has no weaknesses. Because the four spot for Kentucky right now is a weakness. Now, Toppin can be nice at times. Defensively, Keon Brooks,
I'm not done with Keon Brooks.
I think Cal's done with Keon Brooks, too, by the way, and looked on Wednesday. But you put Jalen Duren on that team, and they're a top five team right now. They don't lose to Duke if Jalen Duren's on that team. I believe that.
Nick Roush. Oh, don't tell me he did this. Book your trip to Atlanta.
What?
I'm sorry, Streeple.
Can we stop? How many years in a row has he sent that effing tweet? And I like Nick.
Oh,
I'm going to see Nick in a couple of weeks.
Where?
At a party. Where?
Okay, look at that. Oh, Super Bowl party.
Super Bowl party, yeah.
There you go.
I'll see Nick at a Super Bowl party, but About to ask, I'm going to have a heart-to-heart with Nick.
You're doing a veto.
I'm going to have to heart-to-heart. Like,
you vetoed right there.
I did.
Well, you better get ready because you know who's on the line. You know who's
on the line. No,
people, you know,
no,
you hang, no. It's your 40th birthday.
I know.
Okay. Caller
like
Emily.
Dentist. It's like a dentist
appointment. Caller Emily is here.
Hello.
Say hello to your man. It's his 40th birthday party. He got your gift. Lovely cupcakes. It.
Thank you. I appreciate the cupcakes. They're graphic, but I like
them.
Hi.
Did you appreciate them? Because I heard that you might motorboat them, but then I don't know. I haven't heard anything about it since.
No, I don't want to mess. I don't want to get like the cupcake icing all over my face and my clothes.
Why? I get it on my face for you all the time.
It's just one of those. I appreciate
Daddy,
it's a good gesture.
Daddy, I'm going to save you from this fumble. What are you doing for your birthday tonight? Other than meeting me at Caesars later.
No.
You're saying how much you love the casino.
I
would hope he loves the casino, but I don't know that we'll actually see much of the casino.
I think we're going to go to Rec Bar and enjoy some drinks and some games and, you know, wholesome fun. Like good
yeah.
old wholesome fun.
Wholesome fun. Wholesome. You have to get some wholesome fun in before you meet me. Because then we can do something, you know, a little bit like those cupcakes.
Yeah, it's 24/7 is the casino.
I'm sleeping in my home bed tonight. I'm sorry. If you had plans, but
Daddy, you're the one that booked the room. It's okay.
What a crumble. No. Man, this is as bad as you crumbled. I honestly can't believe it. I'm staring at you in complete awe.
It's been a
He crumbles, honestly, the more I like it. I like it, Daddy.
So does the audience. But anyway, did you make these cupcakes or did you purchase them?
A sculptor made them.
A sculptor?
Because I modeled for him.
Oh!
Emily.
Hey.
Every detail for you, baby.
I do. Thank you for that. Thank you for the birthday call. I'll be out of town, I won't be on the radio the next week, so I don't know how much
it's going to be a long week for her.
It's going to be a long week for me, so only our FaceTimes are going to get me through, sweetie.
No, I don't. No.
FaceTime Friday?
No FaceTime Friday, nothing.
Little FaceTime Friday, freaky FaceTime Friday, baby. I can't wait.
No.
All right,
but really,
Emily.
I'm just excited about tonight.
In
the room.
I don't know what room you're in, but I hope it's a nice one, and I hope you get some comps.
I got some jacuzzi tub preparing to do, since you opted for that, but otherwise, just some birthday plans for us that I've come up with.
Okay. Thank you, Emily.
Emily, see you later. Appreciate it.
Have a good day.
Love you. Bye. Happy birthday. Kisses.
Thank you. Thanks. Okay. So...
Let's go to break.
Got cupcakes and I got that. Yep. Okay.
That's just. I'm sleeping in my home bed tonight. Did he say own or home, Jack?
I think he said home.
I think he said home. Okay, thank you. That's why me and Jack. I text Jack. I'm like, I was laughing because that sentence was the best one.
Yeah, home bed. So, and it's true. That's where I'll be sleeping tonight. All right.
We got a break for mixtape. Jack, okay. We know. It's okay. We can cut some of the mixtape. It's
he's
okay.
He's worked hard on it.
I know.
I know.
Next week we have no Streeble, so and Diener's like 2 seconds away from booking a flight to Florida for
a
week.
Really?
Yeah, so we might be light on the mixtape. Let's take a break.
All
quick
right.
Break. Mixtape next.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
CardNation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement. You're listening to The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I'm not going to do my UK honkish
He's
stuff.
He's not going to be a U. Do you want to get the sounder out? He's not going to be a UK honk.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear athletic director Mitch Barnhart. Happy birthday to you. And many more.
And James Strebel.
60 seconds ago, Koopy said, now that I'm here, I'm not going to be a UK honk. And 2 minutes later, we had him sing happy birthday to Mitch Barnhart.
That's a rejoin.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
So back at it on this Friday. Reminder, post-game coverage, Kentucky and Louisville right here this weekend on ESPN 680-105-7. Bellarmine in Jacksonville will be hanging out. Sweet life there at Freedom Hall. So there you go. We invite Jack Grossman. Maybe Jack, do you want to go?
Yeah,
I'd be interested for sure.
All right, we'll see. Let me see what I can do.
Darn right.
Of all the NFL and everything else, Strebel's trying to recover.
Yeah.
He's got a Busch Light. Looking good. He's feeling good. It's his birthday. Let's dive into it. Might have to cut this short, just a little bit short. Jack, give us the best. It's the mixtape on a Friday. Let's go.
Time now for the mixtape.
Save that for the mixtape.
The mixtape.
Damn it!
Presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic.
We all know how erections work.
And behind the board, it's...
Move out of the way, Cooper. Move out of the way.
Mitchell Hannigan.
Okay, so, hello, ladies. This is Crean's mixtape.
All right, Crean, let's go, big guy. Fire it up. First sound.
Texas number 21. They are down to Iowa number 15, 79. Sorry, Iowa State 79-70. Yeah, Busch Bear's about to lose again. I mean, Busch Bear's a bum. Texas is a bum. This is what you get when your big time transfer is Busch Bear's a bum.
But number one point guard in the class, Tyke said, how about this number one right here?
He's grabbed his
How
junk.
About this, Kennedy Chandler?
How
about this number
he grabbed
one point
his
guard?
Junk in front of
I
me,
mean,
Jack.
It's Kentucky basketball, and now they got another quad one opportunity Wednesday, quad one opportunity on Saturday. Let's go. I'm so excited. Calipari's figured it out. We're good. We're sailing right now.
Oh, boy.
Who's got four better guards?
Sailing.
Right now. Grady, Mintz, Ty, Wheeler. Good luck. Good luck guarding them. Have you got Sheboy in the post? Okay, double him. Pop, 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 pop. Let's go. Pop, 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 pop. Let's go.
Pop, pop, pop.
Hey,
you
man,
sound like a broken
it's
man.
Time to start the GoFundMe page.
Oh, man.
Chris Mack is stealing money. He's taking more money from the Commonwealth than Richie Farmer ever did. Kentucky's beating top 25 teams by 30 points, and we're getting blowed out by 6-10 Pittsburgh.
Now 7-10 Pittsburgh.
I say we give Chris Mack a lifetime contract because we love it, baby.
Oh, man.
I'll wait 35 minutes just to tell you guys you suck.
Okay. All right. 267. 9680. Let's go back to the phones.
Spencer, cut that off. Come on,
Jerry,
Spencer.
Thanks for the call, brother. Oh, boy. I mean, Todd, thanks for the call. Appreciate you calling in, brother. Here's the issue with Louisville basketball. Let's see. Thanks for the call, brother. Really do appreciate your time. They're not playing well at all whatsoever. I mean, this is the end, guys. Goes to the post-game press conference, and he essentially says he has no explanation on why his guys – and not only blames it on the players, says I have no explanation on why my guys are not performing, they're not executing offensively, then, buddy, you're a top 10 paid coach in the country. That's on you. And once again, it goes back to the head coach, and that's a Chris Mack that is really starting to sound defeated.
The interview process for this next coach has to begin and end with the question of, do you play the pack line? And I don't care if it's Jay Wright, Tom Izzo, if it's the ghost of John Wooden, and you say, Coach, are you going to play the pack line? And they say, it's the sentence starts with a Y. You tell them to get the hell out.
This is the guy? That's not enough.
He's just not. What he has done this year in the ACC in back-to-back seasons, because they're not going to make the tournament. That's beyond apparent at this point. They're in the 100s in the net. And I know a lot of you guys know that. You're a smart fan base. But Chris Mack, right now, if the season were to end today, he's not the guy. He's not going to be here. And if Louisville's serious about basketball, they need to find a way to come up with the buyout.
Rick Pitino's not walking through that door.
But whatever it is, it doesn't appear like he's the right guy. I mean, I don't know what else to say. You can be losing and sell hope. You can be losing and see positives. We are seeing losing and no hope and nothing to base future success on.
And a lot of regression.
Yeah. I feel like if there is a breakup, Chris Mack is going to roll out of town with his middle finger to the whole city. Like, it doesn't seem he likes anybody here. Like, it doesn't seem like good riddance, bleep you guys, I'm out of here, let's, you know, and see you later. Have fun eating wings with someone else. This is what we have in the winter. We have crappy cold days when we don't see the sun for months at a time, and we want to see some damn good basketball. And we're not seeing it, and so we're mad.
At least a dunk.
Yeah, the dunk.
And that's dunk, another frustration. You know, you can't be a university that's known as the doctors of dunk at one point.
Where's Josh Hurd at? He's like hiding in his little office down there. The Yum Center looks like a closed up Kmart. You'd think they'd get a clue.
I want to bring up something that was tweeted out earlier this week, and Nick Coffey kind of put these stats out there.
I don't like to do the coaching search conversation while we still have a coach, you know?
I saw a different team play in the Bahamas in that stretch. They played harder. What did they call them? The Bahama Bullies? You know, there were still offensive issues.
They were 5-1.
Coach Mack, I mean, I feel terrible about all this because, first of all, Coach Mack is like, he'd be like a cool dude to hang out with, I really believe. I mean, he would hang out, watch the games, drink the beverage of choice.
They have to play. That's a double-edged sword, obviously. It makes it tougher to win, but if you do win, they sort of count for more. Who knows?
They're going to have to win the ACC tournament at this point
That's not true at all.
Oh, if you're looking, they're going to have to make up like 50 spots and plus spots in the net.
If they won out, they'd be in the tournament without winning the ACC tournament.
That's a big if, Nick.
Pete Thamel Louisville's got an offensive coordinator.
Yeah, great hire. Looks like a really good hire. I think this was something that a lot of people said Scott Satterfield needed to do in the offseason.
I've been much more, I guess, less concerned about Brian Brown. Like, I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem with him being there. I think the defense, for the most part, wasn't bad. People jump all over me for saying that, but obviously the Kentucky game was awful. The bowl game against the Air Force, they did a good job of stopping the run. Air Force just threw the ball, which was not
way to look at the positive.
Which was not something was completely game planned for. But I thought over the course of the year, I didn't have a problem with it. Like I thought there was progress made.
I don't think they have $24
million. Because
you're
going
to have to buy out Satterfield next year, too, probably.
No, they're not.
But here's the difference, though, is that Ross McManus was unemployed in a different country, and Lance Taylor was at Notre Dame.
Yeah, it's a big difference.
It's a big difference.
It's a big difference.
You know, and so, you know, this is a guy that I'm excited about. And Coach McGriff was at Florida under Dan Mullen. And
you'll turn a corner, and we got this guy from New Zealand that's got this great offense. And we're gonna
Where was he coaching last year? Oh, he wasn't.
And then,
where? No, he was on the job. What? Hang on. Wait a minute. Wait.
Where was he employed at?
He was unemployed last year.
Okay.
But wait a minute. Why was he unemployed? I mean, if he was that good, it just seems to me somebody would have hired him.
A guy like that doesn't sit on the sidelines.
I like the pedigree. I like the I just can't get excited about it. I'm now the boy who cried wolf. I'm not getting excited about an assistant coach ever again. Blame it on Ross McManus.
Yeah.
Blame it on the rain. Blame it on McManus. Don't we feel stupid now for looking and saying, all right, you didn't make the tournament last year. You lose all ACC player in Carlique Jones, second in the voting for MVP, and David Johnson, who is playing professional basketball. And you guys thought you were going to be better because you hired an assistant coach who was unemployed from Australia.
I think that's only part of
How stupid do you feel?
Yeah.
I feel stupid.
probably part of it.
I said it this summer a few times that, like, are we going to look back at this and losing those guys? You're starting backcourt. You're bringing in the island of misfit toys from, you know, you get a transfer, you get a transfer, you get a transfer. And we're going to bring in this dude who's reinvented basketball, but he doesn't have a job. And we're going to be better.
This year he made the change to the, you know, Ross McMahon's, and but it hasn't worked. And
there's a reason it's an innovative offense because nobody wants to try it because it's so stupid.
Because it doesn't work. Get some more of those flashing things where you slap the wall.
Oh, my God.
Where's those drills from the summer?
The slapping drills?
Remember the lights and all that stuff? We all love that in the summer.
It's all so flashy.
Oh, yeah.
Again,
stupid.
It's all style, no substance. My God, that's what it is.
Remember all that? Those innovative dribbling?
Oh, yeah, the innovative dribbling things that they were doing.
The lights.
Yeah.
Ah, just a Louis Clown show.
I mean, Malik Williams doesn't look like he's ever handled the ball.
We all bought it.
Jalen Withers looks like he couldn't handle the ball. Like, I go to a 10-year-old's game, and I'm like, you know, like, they're learning. You know, they had some weird turnovers. And then I go out to our game, and we're doing the same stuff.
My goodness.
They did win.
We bought it.
I know.
They Jedi mind tricked.
The only issue is one of those cost several million dollars.
Yes, yes.
I know.
These aren't the droids you're looking for.
Which coach
do you want? The unemployed Australian will fix the
offense.
Which
coach do you want?
The unemployed Australian will fix the offense.
All right.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
Getting lyrics texted in.
I know.
Blame it on McMahon. The shots aren't falling. Blame it on the studs we don't have. I can't sing. Blame it on the threes we can't make. Oh, yeah. These are.
Oh man. Don't put the blame on you. It was an air ball and a wedge that
Jack,
he had.
Let me reset,
and I was like, I'm done. I've seen the last three-pointer that I ever want to see. And if you know what? The fact that he keeps shooting them, it's like, what are we doing? Put them in the locker room. Put them on the bus.
Tie the sneakers at halftime.
Yeah, tie his shoes together. Tie his shoes to the chair. You're not coming up from the bench. You're 6'11" and you don't dunk the basketball and you think you're Steph Curry for some reason. Look at your percentage.
You're shooting 28%. Man. I feel
it's
like
not good.
Striebel feels vindicated, by the way.
I do, yes. Yes.
Yeah, you really do. The dribbling.
I got Penny.
Oh, look at you.
I got McMahon's.
No one's better than you right now.
I got Emily's Cupcakes.
Oh, my
it's
God.
It's a great birthday.
It's the Mixtape on ESPN 680, 1057. It's the Take. We got you here up until 6 o'clock. Another 15 minutes to go. Jack, fire away.
I got my three-year captain on the bench pouting, you know, in front of NBA scouts, and he wonders why the NBA doesn't like him. And so it's like, oh, I can't figure that one out. And so, you know, you've got the same guy taking threes from the Cardinal Bird, you know, over and over again. It's like, you're not a three-point shooter. You're not Kevin Durant. Noah Locke, you might want to square up once in a while. And Matt Cross, you were good for 5 seconds, but now I'm over you.
Wow. A couple of the players, in particular the big guy, said that the team lacks motivation. How about that? The team lacks motivation.
I'll tell you what the team lacks. It's called talent. That's what the team lacks. I don't know how you could say what a clown. The team lacks motivation.
I hate my team, and I actually, you know, I hate that we're here.
Yeah.
I really do hate that we're here. And then you lose all those games, and then Chris Mack, your head coach, seventh highest paid coach in college basketball, is like, I don't know what to do.
I'm sorry.
I hate my team.
He's dying.
Oh.
Hey, not much, guys. Hey, first of all, I just want to let you know I'm a UK fan. And I just wanted to see what y'all think about my theory here. I'm so happy that UofL canceled the game against UK because it would have made our strength of schedule look very, very weak. And I'll just listen off the air on that one.
Okay.
Maybe we could get Crean's mom to come in and clean up the refrigerator.
You think?
Yeah, I think she'd like
it. He said no.
Oh, okay.
How tough it is for teams to make the tournament in the ACC this season.
Time now for the Take with Andy Sweeney.
Texas says big.
And I don't know what happened there. What the computer? You know what? That happens when you run your own show sometimes. So, I'm going to try that again.
Time now.
Nope, so we're not going to hear that clip. Anyways, let's try the other down with Jeff Clip. It's physical. It's
physical.
Big. Yes.
Oh.
What are we talking about here?
Yes.
Ken Taylor.
WHAS. Was it Wave?
By the way, I had two different people reach out to me.
Yeah.
With weird ideas for your 40th birthday.
Weird ideas?
Weird ideas.
Really?
That's all I can say.
There's no like birthday spankings involved, is there?
There might be a spanking. Well,
I don't want any spankings. It's been a long time since I've been spanked. I like to keep it that way.
Jack, when's the last time you've been spanked?
Oh, I was, you know, like got in trouble when I was a kid or something.
Texas says that was at Strebel's bachelor party. That's the last time he was
spanked. Can I see that number?
He froze.
I don't remember a lot of it. I'm kidding.
That was a lie.
Oh, man. Oh, Jack.
Oh. I do want to see what that number is. I might know that number. He won't let me stay on the floor. He yanks me.
Hits the bong.
Hit the bong all you want.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Andy, Jim, how you been? Doing well.
Man, we are doing fantastic.
They just got swallowed whole.
Real quick, there's a development I need to tell you guys that happened behind the scenes here. So, during the last commercial break, I'm looking at my emails, and what's at the very top is I got an email from the Sioux Falls Visitors Bureau. This SOB over here signed me up for updates during the last commercial break.
I think I've been too hard on Andy Beshear.
So does this mean we're going to get sponsored by Papa John's again?
Larry Bird.
One of the, what, Bobby, top five players of all time?
Hang on. What was that one? What was the one before Issel?
I think I've been too hard on Andy Beshear.
So does this mean we're going to get sponsored by Papa John's again?
Wow.
Whoa.
Keep them coming, Jack. Wow. Hey,
I would promise. Like to see him pull it out here.
Whoever it is isn't going to pull it out.
They're not coming into your pocket to grab it.
I'm going through tweets that I marked.
Free bases.
Today, 6 hours ago, Biscuit. Happy birthday to Dolly Parton. A rolling of the eye. Jack, do you know what you call Dolly? First of all, do you know who Dolly Parton is?
Country singer.
Wow, okay.
That's good enough, I would say.
Yeah, that's what she's most known for.
Do you know what they called Dolly Parton when she visited the jungle?
What did they call her?
A booby trap.
Texter says off the air. Now, I don't know if they're messing with us or not.
Probably off. Probably
I mean,
with us.
That could be 93.9. That could be 680. That could be the stream of 680. Could be the stream of 93.9. Could be any of it. Off the air, both stations. So there's the crazy thing. I mean, I don't even know. Are we on?
I'm not sure.
No, we're not. We're not on. There's no point in talking. 680's not on.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, 680 stream, I got nothing. If anybody's listening on 680.
Hello.
Like the actual station, not the stream.
Do we have one of those radios that you bought?
Yeah. Well, there's break, yeah, anything but dead air. Nothing, yeah. we're dead air.
I received a call the other day from a woman.
It really is. It's the take. It's the mixtape here on ESPN 680, 105.7 ESPNLouisville.com. Another 8 to 10 minutes. Let's go.
Okay. I hope people can hear us.
I think they can.
I think there's a decent chance that they can. And I'm going to try not to throw anything else in the studio. The Lysol wipes have been thrown. There's been a coffee creamer, you know.
So cream.
I'm just going to hope. I don't understand how we can play commercials and we can't hear our voices here sometimes. I don't.
I do think that we're headed towards a coaching change, and I don't think it. I don't even think it's debatable at this point. I think Mac may even leave on his own. He might do the Shaka Smart thing, you know, where you know he gets to the end of the year and Shaka leaves Texas for Marquette. And I'm a Nate Oates, Bruce Pearl guy. Maybe an Eric Musselman.
Come on, you know they can't bring in Bruce Pearl.
Why not?
Here, but Mark.
No, they can bring
you
in Bruce Pearl.
You and Pat. See, I what has happened? I love it, but the image of this university to bring in the face of this
Look,
scandal.
I know Kentucky fans are going to object entirely to Bruce Pearl, and they're going to because John Calipari hates him. Okay. I'm a Nate Oates, Bruce Pearl guy.
Give me them while in a
Bruce.
Crouch. Mark, you're not getting Bruce Pearl or Nate Oates. Grow up, Peter Pan. Count Chocula.
Give me
them while in a crouch.
Hey. Chris Beard, $21 million.
You can put your Chris Beard poster away,
I know.
Mike and Baker.
Eric,
I know you kiss it right before bed every night. Good night, Chris Beard.
Good night, Chris. Chrissy.
Oh. Last thing he does, kisses his wife and the Chris Beard poster in his room.
I love Chris Beard.
Chris Beard's the bomb.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Keep it coming on the mixtape. It's ESPN 680-1057.
Why can't we get Nate Oates?
Didn't you just tell me what his buyout was?
Everybody's 12 to 14 million.
So, right.
Well, you want to get somebody who sucks? We could just keep Chris Mack and keep our money and get 6,300 people in the arena. You know, okay, you want to hire somebody who sucks? Or do you, this
Kenny,
is what it costs.
Kenny,
I'm sorry, Louisville. This is what it costs. It costs
You're
money.
Really good at
You
spending.
Want to get somebody that's worth a damn?
Yeah.
You're going to have to pay $12 million to sell Chris Mack goodbye. And $12 million to get somebody worth a damn and here wants to win games.
You don't honestly think they're going to spend $24 million on buyouts?
Or we suck. We're going to do nothing. John Calipari is at Kentucky, and what happened at UMass? Violations. And
right.
What happened at Memphis?
Were they on probation when they hired
violations?
And were they facing a second round of probation?
But did he have violations at two places? And now he's at UK.
If Louisville had no pending violations and weren't 8 minutes off their other violation, then it would be different.
So Billy Gillespie and Tubby Smith didn't cheat, so Kentucky can hire a cheater? Bruce Pearl
time.
Will
no.
save us from the mediocrity that Josh Hurd pledged against.
Oh, wow. Wow.
We'll watch the Kentucky game tonight. U of L, we haven't even mentioned. We went a whole show without mentioning U of L, Bobby.
That's all right. I got some stuff tomorrow to it involves Bruce Pearl. He seems to be a hot commodity in the lips of one Mark Blankenbaker, so we'll talk about that.
Oh, man. He thinks that Pearl's leaving Auburn to come to U of L?
That's like number one on his wish list.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Well, like Grandpa used to say, wish in one hand, poop in the other. See which one fills up first.
That's my favorite sound of the week right there. That's my favorite sound of the week is that right there.
You're living in a fantasy world, man.
If they do make a change, it's going to have to be somebody like Kenny Payne who has a history with the program. They're not going to get a good coach to come in and take this job until all of this stuff is resolved.
You're right. But unfortunately, the fan base of the Cardinals doesn't see it that way. Yes, they're delusionaries.
Can't wait to play Tony Bennett and see what he does to Chris Mack. And, you know, that's
Virginia, even in a down year, probably going to.
I was listening on the way in. Everything was fine. Everything was good.
Bengals at Titans. Oh, come on, Titans.
But, and this is a big but.
Oof.
You like big butts?
This, and I cannot lie. It's baloney. It's just BS. HAS.
Pat Wider and Sarah Wider, they've been working through this pandemic to make sure they're always, you know, getting equipment right when it's available. Am I boring you over there? Did you yawn right in that microphone there?
No, I just saw Peyton Siva tweet about Rick Pitino.
Oh, gosh. All right. I didn't know what was going on.
Sorry.
So whatever your needs are.
When I laid down, the laundry bed was already moist.
Whoa.
All right, here we go. We're going in. Here we go. Oh, not comfortable. Not comfortable. Not remotely comfortable. Oh. Cringe, 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 cringe. Okay, that's one nose. Now the other nose.
It has to be. You have to do like an.
Oh. Oh gosh! Here come the sneezes.
Come on, take like a man.
Oh, here they come.
Did you? I don't think that second one was a full one.
Oh, my God. Trust me, it was. Here they come. Oh, I don't know if I left it in there long enough. I don't know if I left it in there long enough. Once I stick it in there, do I just take it out? I probably definitely should have read the directions here. Place the swab into the tube and make sure it's touching the bottom and twirl it 3 or 4 times. Leave it in there for a minute. Then after a minute, take the Q-tip out. And I timed it by 2 of our 30-second commercials. So when the second commercial was finished, I took it out. And then I put the test strip in. That's my problem.
Stop swearing.
He says, Nick, we have wings coming today and pizza coming tomorrow. When are you going to eat those sandwiches? For breakfast, Drew. For breakfast. I was going to have a nice cold club sandwich for breakfast. But no. Uh-oh. No, the commandant of the kitchen. Nine. No food in the fridge. Nine. We can only have freaking water.
Uh-oh. Oh, crap.
You got COVID, don't you?
Yeah, it's positive. Red stripe and a pink stripe.
Are you serious? Is it, if it's really
dead
like
serious.
If it's really going to be the difference between you doing the games this 1 hour, then I mean I can go solo or I can get some help.
Well, it's
from
already
my
done. We're already in 3 o'clock. We're already in the last hour, so there's no sense now. You've already ruined my life.
We're coming over the hill for Strebel. What you got now, Strebel?
I mean, he did have.
What you got, Strebel? In the suit and trust, because undefeated in a suit. I count the Nebraska game as a suit, even though he wasn't wearing a tie or nice shirt.
Penny Hardaway has gone from a legend at Memphis to being just the scum of the earth. But like we talked about, that firing for cause, that's a sticky wicket.
Mike Pratt, let me see your thumb.
Yeah.
How many inches do you have out there?
Do I just turn the mic off now? I mean, or?
Yeah. What's wrong with that? Like, is it accumulating is what I'm wondering. The expectation, I mean, Ethan Moore set the expectation before the season to make the second weekend.
Right.
And now we're like, y'all just make the tournament?
Right.
Exactly. Can y'all just make the tournament? And I don't like shifting expectations in the middle of a year to fit. Like, the program is the program, not on the NIT bubble.
Maybe right at the NIT bubble.
But they are a solid CBI team at the moment.
I hate my football coach more than my basketball coach. That's what is happening right now.
I really feel robbed in the fact that we had a diamond over there on the bench in Sidney Curry that makes the whole team so much better with ball movement and inside presence and his passing ability.
Sidney Curry and Ellis trusting each other.
Oh, I know.
It's awesome.
I mean, Ellis, the one time he went baseline,
yep.
Just to Sidney.
God, this is beautiful.
Listen, 5-3 in the ACC. We're tied for third in the conference. Right at the end.
On the home of the...
Wait a minute! We won, bro! He's right here! He's at the game, you idiots!
That's an image of you just trying to block the exits. No, you can't go! No, no!
He was at Christian Academy yesterday talking to the team! With Chris Redman! Why do you guys hate happiness? I don't know. Why are you thieves of joy?
One of us! One of us!
I would have been like Coach K. Shut up! Shut up! He's one of us! He's one of us!
Yes! Yeah. I forgot about that.
She is structured like a stallion. It's uncomfortable.
Ooh. Jack, we got to get out of here.
Yeah, we got one more.
Strebel's left stunned. Happy birthday, big guy.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Strebel. Enjoy the trip.
Have a good week off. Enjoy the cruise. We'll be back. Well, Strebel's going to be on the show on Saturday on the post-game show. And we'll be back 3 o'clock on Monday. Last sound. Jenny Reese and Company up next on ESPN 680.
You got four letters. Mac equals five letters. Fired. Bottom line, this is embarrassing for our program. Mac, he's managed this team as bad as our government has managed COVID. I mean, this is an embarrassment, almost fraudulent.